Okay, we'll call to order the February meeting of the Curie Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. What I'd like to do is make a motion to take about a 10-minute recess until the town, the commission attorney is here, if that's okay. Is there a second for that?
Second on that.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so we'll start at 10 after. All right, we'll call to order after our 10-minute recess. So just should note that all five members are present for the meeting here tonight. So the first item on the agenda is the adoption of the agenda. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Next item is approval of the meeting minutes. Let's go ahead and take it just a minute. I know there was a lot of discussion last time. So let's go ahead and take a minute, and if anybody wants to recommend a change to the minutes, please speak up. Move to accept as presented. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion or changes? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Public comments. We have one person who has signed up for public comment.
I did it by mistake.
You did it by mistake. Okay. Shoot, we usually don't get public comments. I was getting excited here. I actually have a public comment. So. Okay. So we do not have any public comments. All right, next item is old business. We have got two items on the old business. One is the recommendation to council of the candidates for the new alternate position. Again, just to remind everybody is that we had a interview of the different applicants last month. I unfortunately got ill, so I had to leave, so I wasn't present for that. So, unless there's any objection, I would like to hear a motion for a recommendation to council. We got to recommend somebody.
Oh, I thought
you got to name somebody.
Yeah. It's a recommendation as to who we would recommend. So, you know, I'm going to see if there's a recommendation prior to a discussion.
Okay.
Does anybody have a recommendation?
I will nominate David Garcetti.
Okay. I'll second.
All right. We've got a motion and a second for David Garceau. Is that right? Ourselves? Okay, I just want to make sure. Is there a discussion? Again, I was not there, so I feel I'm going to have to abstain from this.
I thought we provided you our, independently provided you our
yes.
1, 2, 3, and I thought you were just going to provide the results of that. I mean, we can all say it again, but.
You can't because this has to be in public.
Yeah, this has to be public. This has to be
in public.
No, I did get everybody's, but the discussion and the motion has to be in public. All right, so we have a motion and a second for David Garceau. I would like to make sure that if there's any discussion or counter motions. All right, hearing none, I'm going to call for a vote on this. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, anybody opposed? Okay, I'm going to abstain on this one since I was not there. Okay, so. All right, excellent. So that recommendation will go to the town council on their February meeting. Okay.
February 18th,
yes. Okay. Downtown Mixed Overlay District. The idea of tonight was to talk about the schedule, not to make any recommendations about the overlay, but talk about the schedule, how we want to do this. Attorney made a recommendation about what. Can you remind us about how that worked at the other town that you?
They had what was called a charrette. I'll describe it, but you can see it's easily adaptable. they hired an outside consultant called the Lawrence Group. The Lawrence Group came in and scheduled a work session, but what they did was take different topics and break them up into different tables, and the public came and they were able to write in or comment on what they wanted to see, and then all that got synthesized and produced in a report and council with recommendations like a comprehensive plan, and council went on to pick some of those things and develop what they called a 2020 plan, which eventually led to a development agreement for a redevelopment project.
Okay.
But it was very expensive. It was productive from the standpoint of getting public input, which really was reflected in the final product. Mm-hmm. But it was an $80,000 exercise.
Yeah, I assume you had hired a consultant or something?
Yeah, the Lawrence Group is what it was called. Okay. They did a good job.
Just to remind everybody, we have had prior studies of the downtown, the B1 district, and I think everybody has received those that we found. So we do have some information and some insight. You know, obviously the council was very concerned to make sure that we do get the input of the community of the B1 district, have open hearings and all that sort of thing. So. You know, let me just go ahead and ask one thing. You know, obviously we need to have open hearings. Do we want to have, technically they wouldn't be called public hearings, would they?
I think you could do whatever you wanted to do. You call a public comment or make a formal public hearing, but it'd probably be easier just to be informal about it, not have to publish notice for it and all that kind of stuff.
Although I think probably we would want to public. I mean, that's my own opinion, is that for something like this, we would want to advertise it as much as possible to get as much feedback, I think.
I mean, let's back up a minute. When we looked at, I forget what we called it, vacation rentals, remember when we did
yes.
all that? Didn't we do a public hearing on that?
We did a formal hearing. You know, again, I'm a little confused. The reason I want to make sure we do this is correct is that's why I'm kind of belaboring this idea of a public hearing. From my understanding, to call something a public hearing, it actually formally has to be a proposal to the council, and they hold a public hearing. But we don't technically hold a public hearing. We hold an open session or something like that.
Yes, I don't think there's any provision in Chapter 19 that provides for this body to hold a public hearing.
Yeah, we can still have an open hearing that's advertised.
Sure.
Okay. So I just want to make sure we're using the right terminology for this. Let me ask another question of the commission here. We can hold, you know, we're obviously going to have some open hearings. And I'll go ahead and use the word public hearings. It sounds better. But we're going to have some hearings. Do we want to have the hearings during the normal commission meetings, or do we want to have other times where we have hearings as a commission?
I would say normal meeting.
I would think we might want to follow what the town does, which is the half hour before their normal meeting.
Yeah.
They have a public hearing.
It would be the same format. Right?
So any recommendations? Here we are, February. You know, we were talking about trying to wrap this up by summer to come up with a recommendation. Is there any recommendation for timeline or process from the commission?
A little discussion on
sure.
it. We have to provide some parameters for the meeting. In other words, kind of show them what we're thinking of for the overlay district as far as the footprint, or is it just a free-for-all discussion? Right?
Well, that's a good point. Do we want to come up with some ideas based upon our background and work
right.
and then present that? And then get feedback on that, or do you want to, as you said, just have an open hearing and free-for-all to get comments before we come up with some recommendations? I mean, I can see the advantages and disadvantages for both.
My personal thoughts, we would just come out with some sort of a statement with the purpose of what we're doing, so people understand what the meeting's about, and then let them come in and explain what their thoughts are, and we incorporate that into what we're doing.
If I could add to that, you might want to give some examples. I think the layperson has a knee-jerk reaction about understanding what an overlay district is.
Mm-hmm.
and you found a lot of examples. Maybe some of those could be synthesized and orally presented as a summary to give the public attending the idea of what we're talking about.
We could do that, talk about an overlay, and also visually show what some of the prior studies have recommended, so people know kind of what we're talking about. And yeah, I think that's an excellent idea. That certainly would kickstart the process, I think, you know, doing something like that. I would recommend, since we're kind of, you know, a little bit of a shortened timeline, even though it's our own kind of timeline, I would recommend that we advertise perhaps an hour, because I think that's going to take more than half an hour. Maybe an hour before our next March meeting, that is going to, I think, be changed. We'll talk about that later. That we have an open or a public hearing on that. What I could do is I could prepare a quick discussion, a presentation, maybe PowerPoint. Can we use this, I assume? Okay. Do a quick PowerPoint presentation about an overlay district and maybe show the ideas presented in those three other studies. And then just have a kind of an open feedback process and make sure that, you know, hopefully we'll have members of the community here, the B1 district, and start. You know, I would see that as a good way to start the process.
One comment.
Sure.
Based on my walking around on Sunday afternoon, I think it's prudent to at least have some formal discussion whether we're going to limit this overlay to the existing B1 district or do we want to expand it, because we do have businesses outside the B1 district.
Okay.
So I'd like to include that in anything that we put together.
The counterbalance to that is if you're, and I don't know which way the commission is leaning or will decide, but if you're going to control the overlay district uses by, for example, a special use permit, if you include all air, and I'm not that familiar with your districts, but if you're talking about including adjacent districts or portions thereof that have businesses within the contemplated overlay district, then keep in mind that if you special use one part of that overlay district, it would be the same throughout. In other words, if you're going to pull in districts that have businesses in an overlay and you make the overlay by special use, you're basically saying any commercial enterprise in that area would have to be by special use. Just, I don't know if that's the way you're thinking, but that's an observation you might want to keep in mind.
But special use is only one approach to doing this stuff.
That's correct.
Okay.
But it is probably, in the absence of a very comprehensive and detailed overlay district regs, it's probably your best way to exert control, or one of your most effective ways. Because a special use permit, they have to satisfy certain conditions, but it's also... and it's discretionary and it's quasi-judicial. I don't remember who in the... I guess it's Board of Adjustment, the special use council.
No, council does.
But it's also appropriate in a special use permit scenario to require other conditions that council, in making the decision, can subject the decision to certain conditions that are reasonable to the use and to the desired outcome.
Do we want to maintain the historic value of this area, the overlay? Are we going to be open enough to be able to say, yeah, we can progress a little further? I mean, there's a balance there. I mean, if we open a door, do we kick ourselves on the foot for doing that, or do we still want to maintain the prestige of the area that we have? I mean, there's a balance there.
Isn't that a decision that you make after the public input and the analysis of all of everything? Mm-hmm.
True. But I'm just wondering from the public coming, what their input is to that too. So we have to be open enough to be able to understand that and be able to make a decision upon that.
I would say more than one public hearing. I mean, one public hearing to get us started. Okay,
yep.
And then... based upon that information, then we would come up with a set of recommendations. And then we'd have to have another public hearing to get feedback on our specific recommendations. But I think right now, it's kind of just to get people here thinking about this process. What What's the rules of having town council member at the public hearing? Obviously, they have some insight, too.
As long as you don't, you can either notice a special joint meeting, but if you don't have a quorum, a majority of the council members present, then they're not conducting.
Right, so we could have two of the council members present, presenting their ideas, and that would be fine. But as soon as three people are sitting here, then it represents a problem? Okay.
And again, there's always the option of noticing a special meeting that's a joint meeting between both bodies.
Okay. I would see that later on. So what I would recommend, based upon the discussion here from the commission, is that we notice a public hearing or open meeting 1 hour, 6 o'clock, prior to our next meeting. We'll talk about when that is. And what I'll do is I'll work with to make sure the language for the advertisement, that we make sure that it is noticed in various places and that the language is correct. But I would see four things. One is that the beginning, we talk about the purpose and what we're trying to accomplish with an overlay district, and that kind of addresses some of the issues. Then talk about exactly what an overlay district is, with maybe the different approaches, one being a special use permit approach and another would be an architectural design approach, or a combination of them. Then also talk about whether we want this overlay district to simply apply to the existing B1 zoning district or whether we want to expand it based upon your recommendations. And then maybe present from the prior studies that we paid for some examples of what other ideas about what the B1 district might look like. And then we just open it up to get feedback and just see what happens. Does that sound reasonable?
It does.
Okay.
Good start.
All right. So I'll go ahead and make that motion. But we won't specify a particular date because we may change our March meeting a little bit later. So, but 1 hour prior to our March meeting, that we have an open hearing to discuss the possibility and to simply discuss the potential for an overlay district in the business district. I don't want to call it just B1, but in the business district. Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right. New business. Election of officers. We've got a chairman and vice chairman. We do this once a year. So.
I need to make a motion that you remain the chair for the next coming year.
Okay. I nominate Mr. Borford as the vice.
Okay, so we have a motion for myself to remain chair, and who's this?
He's motioning me to be vice.
Oh, okay. All right.
Remain the same.
Remain the same. That's fine. Well, it's the decision of the commission, so.
We don't have a second or anything yet. So.
No, there's no second right here. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Is there discussion? Okay. Motion has been made and seconded. No further discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Okay. We do have something that John gave us. This really isn't an agenda item because there's no decision, I don't think, has to be made on this. It's just something that's more informative or... Okay, I'll put that as a member item. It'll be my member item, I guess. So, John, you want to kind of give us a little background on this?
Sure. I covered it in the memo pretty well. I feel like if you've got any questions, I'm more than happy to answer them for you. Got all the answers in the memo that I know so far. But this is the route that I'll be sending this applicant. I don't believe that it fits any one of our permitted uses, so I feel like the special use permit process will be... best route for him to go. It's a great time for you guys. Try that process for us.
Yeah. But you would define the business as a parking lot.
That is the closest definition of permitted use to it, sir.
I have a couple of questions, if I may.
Sure.
I couldn't find parking, and I'm looking at the hardbound volume, not online. Mm-hmm. Is there a definition of parking lot?
In and out.
I mean, I didn't see it in chapter 19.
It is there. It's also defined in the SIC code.
In the SIC code. I'm not challenging, I'm just trying to follow along. Where is it defined outside of the SIC code in the motor vehicle park?
I didn't bring my phone. Can you Google something?
Okay. A different chapter, you mean?
The SIC code for car rentals.
Chapter 19.
It's just SIC.
Yeah, the definitions are in
car, code, yeah. You have to say car rental.
Later on when you get to park.
Supplementary 19324. 7514, okay. The SIC code for car rental is a 7514. Is there a reference to SIC code 7514? Or actually it'd be a, I mean you could even do just 75 or 751 or 7514.
I don't understand SIC codes. I just want to know if there's a definition for parking lots so we could confirm that rentals and what was it, sales is equal to a parking lot. But my other question is this. 1982 suggests that you have a list of uses marked with an S. Your memo says parking lots require a special use process. I can't find that list or provision that says parking lots require a special use process.
You go to B1 section permitted uses. Mm-hmm. Parking lots is marked with an S.
Okay.
That's a retail business. I have a problem with this. Yeah. Calling it a parking lot. Yeah. If I could kind of jump in, I mean, to me, this is a retail business. It's not a parking lot. You know, it's being conducted in a parking lot, but it is a retail business. There's money being exchanged for services, and the services are not parking.
What is a service building? Is it going to be a tent you're going to put up, or are they actually building something?
It will be a service building. That's 16x24.
A temporary one, or is there going to be, you don't know?
It will be brought in on a truck, most likely.
Yes, it'll be a shed.
Fastened to the ground permanently until it's moved to the end, yes, sir.
I wish we had our architectural design stuff in place for this.
So, perfect time. If you read through the special use requirements, it gives you quite a bit of leeway on that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I personally think the special use is the way to go. I want to make sure that I would envision if this were to come to us that part of the special use permit process for this particular one would be an ability to make sure that as we develop this overlay district that there's an ability to conform to some of the standards in the overlay district. I'm not sure how that language, but you're right. Special use permits give a lot of flexibility in terms of that.
Well, there is no overlay district.
I know there isn't, but you can create in a special use district, you can create a lot of conditions.
There's an NASA.
Yes.
There's an NAC course about golf course, right?
Okay.
Stop one.
One cautionary.
5322, okay.
Jeremy.
Okay.
Yes.
One cautionary note. If you say a parking lot, if you say this business is equal to a parking lot, and John, I appreciate the citation, I see where parking lots are special use, but if you call this business a parking lot and it gets denied under the special use process, hypothetically speaking, there is the potential that the applicant could appeal that and say in their appeal that their business was a permitted use and not by special use. So I think you do run a risk.
Yes, I see it. 7354.
I think you do run a risk by if I'm the owner of this business and you tell me it's a special use and I jump through all those hoops and council turns me down, I'm going to go to court and I'm going to argue it's not a special use. It's a permitted use. It's a retail thing.
Well, that's why I'm going to come back to the SIC code, okay? Because our matrix is based on an SIC code, Standard Industrial Classification Code.
Okay.
And we just checked, and golf cart rentals is SIC code 7359. And the reason I'm kind of coming back to this is because if we don't specify that 7359 is a permitted use in our code, then by definition, I believe it has to be a special use.
May I add something there? In 2016 in North Carolina, that approach is very similar to what a lot of zoning ordinances have in them, which says if a use is not designated herein as a permitted use, it's prohibited.
Right.
2016, the North Carolina court voided that language, struck down that language, saying, look, if then remember how we did shipping containers? We expressly prohibited them.
Yeah.
We're not prohibiting it, but I believe it requires special use. We don't prohibit it.
Y'all can do what you want. I think the wiser approach may be to take that. I think you get into the same result if you tell me again your SIC code analysis.
Okay, the way we set it, which is a standard way, obviously, as you know, in zoning in permitted uses, is you set up a standard industrial classification. That's a SIC, the standard industrial classification code, which is set up by the Bureau of Standards. And you identify by zone which industries are allowed in these different things, and you do it by an SIC code standard. So we went through that process, John, maybe about 8 years ago or 9 years ago or something. So went through that process, and so you look at the matrix, and I don't have it in front of me, but you look at the matrix, and there's SIC codes identified for the different zoning categories that's allowable. Then, and again, I don't have it in front of me, but you know, we clearly understood that you're not going to capture everything that comes through the SIC code process. I mean, industries change. I mean, there's new industries now that aren't captured. So I believe we had a mechanism built in there that if somebody isn't captured by the SIC code, that there's a mechanism by which we can review that as a special use permit or some other mechanism. And
it's actually contained in section 19-79.
Okay.
That's exactly the way that school of government comments read on what special uses are really for. It doesn't really fall into any category. It becomes a maybe use.
Yeah, right. And so unless, at least in my opinion, and again, I'm just one person, unless that section SIC code 7359, which is golf cart rentals, and again, you know, we can double check to make sure that that is, in fact, we're just doing a quick check up here. But unless that SIC code is specifically allowed in our matrix, I believe that it falls under the maybe category, as John said, which is a special use permit, which would then cover us from exactly the scenario you described.
Can yes. I add a comment?
Sure.
Since I had several conversations with Carolina Beach. Since it is a street legal licensed vehicle, it is a low speed vehicle, not a golf cart. So yeah. If you're looking at terminology, so
yeah, right. It's a licensed vehicle insurance, yeah, it's just like a car.
Well, it's a low speed vehicle.
Right.
So. So maybe we have to do it under car rentals, which is, you know, whatever we decide SIC code it falls under, we have to see if it is in our matrix or not in our matrix. And if it's in our matrix, then it's an allowable. If we have that identified, that SIC code in the matrix, then if it's an allowable use, and we can't apply an SIC, a special use permit, unless we have that asterisk next to it. But if that is not identified in the matrix, then I believe it's classified, as John said, as a maybe category, in which case we can look at it as a special use permit.
19-79 provides as follows. If a proposed use cannot be classified into a normal SIC code, the zoning administrator shall classify with the use in the table most similar to it. If the administrator should determine that a use is not listed and is not similar to a use in the permitted use table, then said use is prohibited. I don't see anything about special use provisions in 19-79.
Okay, but you just told me that the courts have overturned that last statement.
Yep.
Okay. I would recommend, let me ask counsel, if we were to recommend a change to the zoning code, because this is not before us now, we're having a discussion, a change to the zoning code to change that language from prohibited to a special use permit. I mean, you see what I'm saying? That it's not prohibited, but rather, if it can't classify something, then it comes before the commission and the council as a special use permit. Would that be allowed under the court?
I think I'd say three things, and I'm not trying to be a wrench in the works. I just see
what that the rental car one was.
I just see the potential for some risk here if it's not code compliant. So I agree with you that at this stage a text amendment is the best way to proceed because we can get there. Whether it's a text amendment relating to this particular use or a more comprehensive thing like you were suggesting that I didn't quite follow, we can figure that out. But I do think a text amendment is the best way to go on this. Let me ask another question and change gears a little bit. Does Kiri Beach have taxi businesses?
Yes.
Because I did read another reason why you want to handle this carefully, even though the memo suggests that they're not going to be operating as a taxi service in Kiri Beach. I did see a Star News article maybe a month ago, Spectrum News. And there's a dispute in Carolina Beach because the taxi people their licenses are upset that these carts are cutting into their business by offering lower rates. So I'm just suggesting that you proceed carefully on this matter.
I agree. The other option is that, assuming that 7359 is the SIC code that captures this, and it looks like it is from what you showed me, another option is to recommend a zoning, a text amendment to the zoning that allows 7359, but I'm pretty sure that in our matrix we could then put an asterisk by it. Isn't that how we did it, John? We have an asterisk by it that says that something would require an SUP?
Marked by an S.
By an S, okay. That we identify it by an S in anticipation that this might come before the council.
I think that's fine, but you can go right, you can just text amendment. This business is here, and they're going to be knocking on our doors. This business is in Carolina Beach, and they're up and running. They've been there, so much like shipping containers, you can anticipate that they're going to be knocking at the door because they want to expand. Why don't you entertain a text amendment to the 242 business district, 243 district permitted uses, plug in your description in your SIC code and put an S next to it.
That's exactly what I'm saying, yeah. That's even
your
better.
You use matrix, I was looking at the district reg, same thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I think that's the way to go.
So, yeah, I agree too. Can we, again, I don't have my computer in front of me. Can you look up, or can somebody look up? I mean, we already did it, but just to double check, can we have the attorney look up SIC code 7359 and see if that description that's provided for 7359 satisfies this particular business, captures this business?
Here, you want to just take
Yeah.
We got it here, Captain.
So you want to know what I'm going to read
fits the description of what this business is, or it's going to be captured in that description for
leasing, not elsewhere classified. Establishment primarily engaged in renting and leasing equipment, not elsewhere classified. Do we know that these people are going to be offering golf courts, scooter sales, and rentals? They're not a, again, a SIC code is not my turf.
I live and breathe SIC codes. Well, once we have this as a SUP, then we can control it.
Okay.
So, but we've got to capture it. If
so that's why you want to take it.
Yeah, so we require a SUP, special use permit. In a special use permit, you can define a lot within a special use permit. But we want to make sure that they're not going to come in and say it's a permitted use, in which case they don't need a special use permit.
Conversing things, if it calls for you to attack these, then the city would have to.
Can we do that tonight? Do we have to read it?
I'm going to ask, that's my next question, whether we can do something that's not on the agenda.
That's what I said, I should have approved the agenda. We should have put it on.
I fall under a member item.
Well, you put it as a member's item, this picture.
Well, remember, yeah, we're.
Oh, this is industry group 735.
We don't have to do it as a. That's a four-digit SIC code, which is fairly, we could do it as simply 735, which is a broader definition that's bound to capture that.
You're looking at 751.
So that's a different one? What is it?
7514, encourage passenger car rental.
Wait,
this is depending on how you define it.
I mean, we could put both of them in. I mean, you, yeah. You could.
7359 just said equipment rental to cover lots of.
Which I think we should probably have in there anyway.
Yes.
So. And seven, and then we found car rentals as a different one, too. What was car rental again?
That's in 751.
Well, under
automotive rental and leasing without drivers.
Encourage each of the car.
I know that's.
So it's one.
But we're saying that it's a street legal, it's a car.
Yeah,
it's a car.
It's
automatic. You get 751 right there.
751.
The only thing is, I don't know what the safety requirements, the additional safety.
Yeah, I mean, that 751, yeah. So that's a three digit one.
I don't think we can answer that question on the spot. That's the pretty complex code.
To me, it's clearly captured under 751.
751?
Yeah, it's clearly captured. And then you have equipment rental, which is 7359. I would recommend, and we'll come if we can actually do this recommendation tonight, that we add to the B1 district regs, the SIC code 7359 with a paren of an S to identify that would require a special use permit, and also add SIC code 751 with a paren S to identify that also would require a special use permit.
And can you, I may have just read 739, can you tell me again what those are generally? 7359
is equipment rental.
7359?
7359 is equipment rental, and 751 is auto car
automotive
leasing.
Rental.
Automotive rental and leasing.
Did we rule out any specific codes for scooters and golf cart rentals?
In Carolina, I mean, in Curry Beach, if you're going to have a golf cart rental, it's got to fall under the low speed vehicle. You have to have tags.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, so it's not really, I think.
If we've got to pick an SIC code, we've got to make sure it's right.
Yeah.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. I think under automobile, it should capture it.
Yeah. And if it doesn't capture it, it's the one that would be closest, and it gives John the discretion to put it in there.
Yeah, you can go that way.
Yeah.
You
can do that. That would be my recommendation. Now, the question is, can we make the recommendation to council tonight, given that this was not on the agenda?
You review and report and do a consistency statement.
So it would have to be on our next agenda item.
Yeah, I mean, when you're...
7359.
Okay. When you're amending Chapter 19, you have to review and discuss and adopt and report and adopt a consistent statement. You might could get away with all that tonight. But the consistency statement, I don't have those materials in front of me.
Do we have a representative here from this company?
No, sir. This is purely informal.
But
based off the brief conversation you guys had, you're looking at adding a permitted use just that quickly. I just wanted to permitted use, I'd take a little time to make sure we're getting it right, so I haven't heard anything, so.
Well, the thing I want to make sure is that, suppose they were to apply for this prior to us going through this process.
Well, let me add something, I mean.
Sure.
Yeah, they could be denied a special use permit, they could come back and sue us, but there's nothing in here that expressly allows golf cart rental either way, which is why I recommended this approach.
Okay. All right, so I would recommend that we place on our March agenda the item of permitted uses for B1 district. And obviously, we'll fine-tune this. And the recommendation, I think, will be to... So, would it be possible to have a consistency statement by then, given this information that we've just had?
Yeah, we can bring... I know what you want to do is plug into 242 the appropriate business description with the SIC code, parentheses, close parentheses. We can bring you a black line of current, red line of proposed, and a consistency statement. Yeah.
Okay. John, is there any, as long as we're talking about this, is there any other things that you've heard that kind of don't fit into what we have already defined that may come before us in the next couple months that we, as long as we're talking about this, we can look at other things too.
You could open the floodgates and
Okay.
One of the other requests that I get pretty much monthly is, can I stick one of those twice ice machines down here? No, it's not a permitted use, and that's just where I live.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say most people are not aware of that 2016 decision.
That happened after we had actually gone through this process and put the word prohibited in there, obviously.
So. We did that because of that decision, but I have found that even in Wilmington, they're not aware of that decision.
Okay, what I would also do is then suggest that we have on the agenda for our March a separate discussion point on the 2016 decision, because that might impact the way we have defined our permitted uses.
Do we want to look at the surfboard rental, umbrella rental, somebody like that coming? That would cover something like that too?
Your commissioner, you put anything on
the agenda? Well, I know, but I'm just trying, I'm just asking your thoughts.
But John is right. If you want to, as a separate agenda item, if you want to focus on what's called the Franklin County case, because you want to be proactive,
right.
What that ends up being at the end of the day is adding to your list of prohibited uses. Now, I don't know if you want to get into that right now. You're already taking on the overlay. You're going to text the men to deal with this business. But are you suggesting that...
I'm suggesting we have a discussion.
Okay.
Because the way that, I mean, John and the commission spent a lot of time working on this matrix or these SIC codes. And the way that this is pre that decision is that we specifically said that if it's not included, it's prohibited. And that's just what you said has been overturned. So I think that it's very appropriate that we look at the language that we have, not to change what we've done, but maybe change the language of prohibited to whatever might pass a lawsuit being brought to Curie Beach that we're prohibiting certain things.
Well, here's what I would suggest. Let me make a very brief presentation on the Franklin County case, because it's focused primarily on text.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be easy to understand. And then we can look at 1979 and see if we have an issue and whether we need
and whether we can modify that language easily to fit with it.
Language.
Yeah, okay. I would recommend that we have that as an additional agenda item, and let's put that agenda item prior to our discussion of the specific SIC codes.
And again, I regret taking a well-written memo and complicating things, but those are
That's what you're paid for.
That's what big bucks.
Okay, is there any Are there any other member items? That was kind of a lengthy member item. As a member item, somebody raised the issue of changing our date for March. So, you know, that would be a member item too. So there's been a recommendation to change our March meeting date to when?
12th.
Tuesday the 12th.
And keep in mind that also now means you're going to be having the 6 o'clock meeting.
Yeah, the 6 o'clock meeting will be on the 12th too. Okay, there's a motion made to change our March meeting to Tuesday the 12th. Is there a second for that?
Moved.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I guess it is next meeting, yeah.
Okay,
so.
It's 6 o'clock.
It'll be 6 o'clock for the public hearing and then 7 o'clock. And
for a meeting.
Anything else? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Okay.
Second? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Very good. Thank you. Feels like we should have gone longer.
Don't worry, we'll make up for next week.
I just this morning, I was talking to